Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and today is day 39 of Emuna, Life in Messiah Yeshua. Come and talk with me. Seek my face. Meditation verses. We're looking at Psalm 27:8 from three different translations. The New Living translation. My heart has heard you say, come and talk with me. And my heart responds, Lord, I am coming. The Amplified, verses 7 and 8. Hear, O Lord, when I cry out loud. Be gracious and compassionate to me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, in prayer require my presence as your greatest need. My heart said to you, your face, O Lord, I will seek on the authority of your word. Tree of Life version, verse 8. To you my heart says, seek my face. Your face, Adonai, I seek. What does it mean to seek my face, the face of Yahweh Elohim, our Father? The word seek in the Hebrew is daras, and it's a verb meaning to seek, to inquire of, to examine, and to inquire. It is most important theological meaning involves studying or inquiring into the law, Torah, of the Lord, or inquiring of God, God's people who seek after their God. Again, seeking the Lord will be greatly rewarded. We are to seek His will on earth as it is in heaven. Daras is a verb which means something we must do. The Father is calling us to come before His throne, to seek His will on earth as it is in heaven, to seek our assignment regarding what we have been called to do, to sit at the feet of Yeshua to receive what He has provided for us through His death, burial, and resurrection, to seek His face. The word face in the Hebrew is pana or panim, a masculine plural noun meaning a face. Although the literal meaning of face is possible, most of the time the word occurs in a figurative idiomatic phrase. But I want to focus on the main meaning in this verse. It is also used to indicate direction or purpose. In the context of Psalm 27:6, this means to seek Yahweh Elohim's direction and purpose for our lives. This is what God has demanded from men from the beginning of His written revelation. Deuteronomy 4:29, but from there you will seek Adonai your God, and you will find Him, when you seek Him with all your heart and with all your soul. Deuteronomy 12:5, rather, you are to seek only the place Adonai your God chooses. From all your tribes put His name to dwell. There you will come. Isaiah 55:6. Seek Adonai while He may be found. Call on Him while He is near. 12 things promised for those who seek God. Number 1, that God, our Father, Yahweh Elohim, will be found. As we see in Psalm 27. 2, that He will hear from heaven. 2 Chronicles 7:13, if I shut up heaven, that there is no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, when my people, over whom my name is called, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their evil ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. This verse also promises 2 additional blessings. Number 3, forgiveness. And number 4, that He will heal the land. Number 5, goodness from God. Ezra 8:23. So we fasted and sought our God about this thing, and He responded to our plea. Again, we are to seek His will, not our will. We are to seek Him for direction. Number 6, not want of any good thing. Psalm 34:10. Fear Adonai, His kedoshim, for those who fear Him lack nothing. Young lions may lack and go hungry, but those who seek Adonai want for no good thing. 7, life. Psalm 69:33. The humble will see it and be glad. You who seek God, let your hearts revive. Amos 5:4, for thus says Adonai to the house of Israel, seek me and live. Verse 6, seek Adonai and live, lest he rush like fire through the house of Joseph. Yes, it will devour Bethel with no one to quench it. 8, knowledge, Proverbs 28:5, Evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek Adonai understand it fully. Number 9, righteousness. Hosea 10:11-12. Though Ephraim is a trained heifer that loves to thresh, I put a yoke over her fair neck. I will make Ephraim pull, Judah will plow, Jacob will drag a harrow by himself. Sow for yourselves righteousness, reap in accord with covenant love. Break up your unplowed ground, for it is time to seek Adonai until he comes and showers righteousness on you. Number 10, all blessings of life, Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Number 11, finding what is sought, Matthew 7:7. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it shall be opened. And number 12, answers to prayer. Now without faith it is impossible to please God. For those who come to God must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. We are to seek his will, not our own will. He must increase and we must decrease. Not as we will, but as he wills. In Yeshua's name, amen.